This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. A new bill at the state capitol is focusing on a passenger rail line along the Front Range. CPR's Nathaniel Miner reports.
The bill would create a new district that covers the Interstate 25 corridor. That district's governing board would have the power to go to the ballot, to ask voters to raise taxes to pay for a new rail line. It would cost at least a few billion dollars and likely much more. But it could also get a boost from the federal government. Amtrak wants to help establish this service, and President Biden's infrastructure proposal could give them the money to do that. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
President Biden plans to expand so-called red flag laws. Governor Polis signed Colorado's law in 2019. They allow courts to seize firearms from someone who might harm themselves or others. Polis tells Colorado Matters the laws could have been used for the suspect in the Boulder shooting, but his family didn't know about it.
We do have a law, but that doesn't do us as much good if people don't know about how to use that law, and I'd like to see more outreach on that.
Polis supports Biden's executive orders to curb gun violence and says it's always better to enact gun laws at the federal level. Policies on body cameras, internal investigations, and other standards of the Colorado Springs Police Department are now online. It's part of a transparency effort, including a public database on crime statistics. Officials also hired an outside group to review use of force data and will present the findings in the fall. You're listening to CPR News.